gathered together, be brothers and sisters, we're independent.
Every year on August 6th, Jamaica celebrates independence in remembrance of its first Independence Day, August 6, 1962. The period leading up to the public holiday is crammed with activities celebrating the island's rich cultural history. The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, the JCDC, stages a variety of events comprising the performing, visual, literary, and culinary arts. A grand gala featuring hundreds of performers from across Jamaica is usually held at the National Stadium on Independence Day.
I'm dreaming of a new Jamaica, a land of peace and love.
The 1962 Independence celebrations saw thousands of people gathering at the National Stadium in Kingston to witness a historic moment, the lowering of the British Union Jack and the hoisting of the Jamaican flag.
And then there was the opening of Parliament, with all its regal festivities and the trappings of a democratic institution as we know it. And there was on the other side, the more entertaining side, dancing in the streets and flashing bursts of fireworks. There were theatrical presentations, dance presentations, and roadside concerts for the people.
Then Minister of Community Development, Edward Siaga, reflecting on Jamaica's first independence celebrations. The celebrations were not limited to Kingston entirely, as communities right across the island were engaged in festivities to mark the country's independence.
And immediately after the festivities were completed, marking the independence of the country, the 9th Central American and Caribbean Games began, and there we had a festival of sports such as we have never seen before in Jamaica.
Today, Jamaica commemorates 52 years of independence, and for many Jamaicans, memories of independence celebrations held over the years still linger. We spoke to some Jamaicans who sought to share their memories of independence celebrations past. Here's what they told us.
I remember as a child, when the air was buzzing with excitement, we used to look forward to the maypole dance and the lovely festival songs. There used to be a lot of festivities. It's quite different from how it is now. There were some things that we had back then that we don't have now, but it's still good.
My reflection on independence is a little limited, and that is because of my age. But from what I can appreciate of our independence is that as a free nation, there are so many privileges that come with that. Yes, there are still struggles that come with it as well, but more so the privileges outweigh the struggles. When we see how far we've come, then to know it is really something to be humbled about and really something to celebrate.
Well, my favorite part of the independence celebrations were usually the competition sections in terms of the festival song. I loved the festival song competitions. All 10 songs, we would know them and we'd look forward to hearing them on the radio.
In the years gone by, we look forward to the celebrations, the street dances, the float parade. The festival song would be one of the main items that drives the whole festival and independence celebration.
I am really proud of how far we have come. And when I was a child growing up, festival was nice. My father used to take us to the National Stadium to watch the parade come. As a matter of fact, we used to drive along the street and watch the parade with all the beauty queens and the different aspects of Jamaica. When we went into the stadium and had a grand time.
Jamaicans sharing their memories of the island's independence celebrations over the years. On this Independence Day, let us celebrate and enjoy the freedom to live in our country, Jamaica, remembering our past as we strive to build a better future.
Let us stop for a minute, for our blessings.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.